Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium, Dr. Kent Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Read an article about NASA getting ready for another Mars probe, Mars mission in 2020. And when would that launch exactly?
It would launch about 6 months before that. It's usually about a 6 month trip. But the Earth and Mars have to be in the right configuration. So you can only launch it about every 2 years. We get lined up with Mars in that orbit. So they're planning ahead because they want to put another rover, another driving around car on it. And that's what they're working on now. They have to have the rover ready so that the launch will occur about 2019 probably.
Well, the main aspect of this article had to do with the cameras that will be on this mission. Well, I don't know what you refer to the craft that lands on Mars as. What would that be called?
Yeah, the rover or the surveyor. Yeah. It's
but also on the traveling spaceship as it's heading toward Mars. Right. But there will be 23 cameras, and on this device, this rover, and the ship that is headed toward Mars. And we're going to see this a whole lot better than we've ever seen anything from Mars before.
Yeah, this is mostly advancements with technology, which everybody knows now. You know, you get a new phone and your cameras are just unbelievable. This little tiny camera on your phone. And NASA's saying, okay, if we can create this good a camera so small, there's no reason we shouldn't have cameras all over it and be able to look any direction we want, and then we can stitch them together and make beautiful panoramas. And instead of the older ones like Odyssey and Surveyor and some of those, they had like one or two cameras and they had to move them around. Now they're just going to blanket with these little cameras.
Of course, the cameras that you say, they're much, much smaller now and getting smaller all the time. And even video, I guess, would some of these 23 cameras be video cameras?
Yes, there is a challenge. So the challenge isn't the cameras, because the cameras are so good now, but you have to get all that information back to the Earth. And so the limit is how much data you can beam back to the Earth. So they have to do some tricks. They actually beam it from the surface of Mars up to a satellite that we have several satellites orbiting Mars, and then it beams back to the Earth because they have a higher gain antenna up there. But there's still a limit to how much you can send back. So you're not going to see a lot of live videos. They're going to take pictures and store them, and then over time you're going to download them, kind of thing.
And yet, though, the transmission back to the Earth is surprisingly fast.
It is,
I think.
But the amount of data when you have 23 cameras taking all that is more than you can get, you know, just that one time.
Yeah, in fact, it said that we're not going to be able to use all of that data. It's because just what you said, it's just so difficult to send it all back to Earth. I guess maybe over a period of many, many years.
That's like with the New Horizons that went past Pluto. It flew by Pluto in about a day and a half, but it took it over like 8 months to get all the data back to the Earth by sending it back one picture at a time.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Kent Montgomery, the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. So these cameras are much smaller. They also provide much greater detail.
So very high resolution, and they're even color cameras. Used to be we had all black and white, and then they would colorize them using, you know, Photoshop techniques that on Earth. But now they will be actual color cameras, and they'll be sending back. They'll have cameras so you can get 3D viewing, so you can plug it in, wear your glasses, and you can see where the rocks are and how the depth is. And so it's going to be very sophisticated.
And you're a photographer yourself.
I am.
So this is right down your alley.
Yes, I enjoy taking pictures. And yeah, I'm looking forward to all the pictures they're going to come back with.
When was the last Mars mission, the one where the capsule or whatever it was bounced on the planet as it landed?
Yeah, they've done that in all the last four missions there. That's the way they get the rover down. It seems to work great, where you surround it in airbags and you have a parachute, but then the parachute kicks off about 100 feet up and they just let it bounce and roll, and it's worked every single time.
Well, I guess the one I'm thinking of was 2012, because this was the summer when the Olympics was taking place.
Okay, yeah.
So I think 2012 is the one that I remember.
That
very well.
Probably the Spirit and Opportunity. Uh-huh. They landed two rovers at that time.
Yeah. So, but one of the exciting things about this is that, as I read the article, spacecraft is plummeting toward Mars, we will have pictures of that. We'll be able to see it as it's coming into Mars.
That is true, and we've never seen that before. The cameras were all covered before, and so you just kind of wait till it hits and hope it all works, and now we're going to be able to watch it. Now, you won't be seeing it live because there's this delay.
But how much delay will there be?
Probably about 15 to 20 minutes, because it depends on where Mars and Earth are in their orbit, but that's typical.
Still, that's exciting. I mean, that's almost live.
Yeah, it's a lot better than Pluto, well, which was on the order of 10 hours.
So so this is and not as interesting as is Mars. Also, real quick, what's going on at the planetarium?
Planetarium is still doing Friday night shows, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So
every Friday night.
Every Friday night,
and then you'll have your Christmas show going very
Christmas
soon.
Christmas show, and goes through up to the Friday before Christmas, and then we close for several weeks and reopen in January.
Okay, great. Kent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kent Montgomery, director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.